We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Tetzayin Amud Aleph. We're up to about 15 lines from the top. The last word on the line is Mani. Mani Magnitin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Because it doesn't work according to many Tanaim. Lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yossi, lo Rabbi Natan. Our Mishnah is not the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Natan. Ditanya. Because the Braisa says the following. Hakol nidonin b'rosh Hashanah v'gzal din shalem nechtam b'yom ha-kippurim. Everyone gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. And then their final verdict is sealed. On Yom Kippur, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Just a second. Rabbi Yehuda omer hakol nidonin b'rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda says, all things are judged on Rosh Hashanah. V'gzal din shalem nechtam kol echad v'echad bizmano. And then they're sealed, each one in its time. B'pesach latvua. Pesach is when God decides about the grains. B'atzeret al perot ha'ilan. And Shavuos on the fruits, v'chag nidonin al ha'mayim, and Sukkos over water, v'adam nidon b'rosh Hashanah, v'gzal din shalom nechtam b'yom Kippurim. Man is judged on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Meir holds the crops, the rains, everything is decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah said the world is judged on four different occasions. Pesach we get judged over the grains, Shavuos over the fruits, Rosh Hashanah the human beings, and Sukkos over water. So Rabbi Meir doesn't go like that. He holds all of them are judged between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's not our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work because he says all of them are judged on Rosh Hashanah, but their fate is sealed at the times that the Mishnah enumerates. Our Mishnah says they're all judged and sealed in those times. Rabbi Yehuda says they're all judged on Rosh Hashanah, and each one in its respective time is sealed. So that's not our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi omer, Adam nidon b'chol yom. Rabbi Yossi says, God judges us daily. Shneimar v'tifkedenu libkarim. The verse says, God checks up on man every morning, so to speak. So, man is judged daily. So that doesn't work. We're saying, our Mishnah says, the human being is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Natan omer, Adam nidon b'chol sha'a. Rabbi Natan says, the human being is judged every moment. Shneimar l'irgayim tifchanenu. As the verse says, God, you test the person every moment. So that's why we say our Mishnah, who's the author of our Mishnah? According to which Tana is our Mishnah going? Because it doesn't fit according to any of the Tanoim in the Braisa. So far, so good? Yes? Okay. And if you'll tell me, really, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says all the different things are judged on Rosh Hashanah, but their fate is sealed respectively, each one according to its yomtiv. And then you'll have to explain v'chiktani matnitin agzardin. You'll tell me when the Mishnah says the grains are judged on Pesach, it means the verdict is on Pesach. And then it fits with Rabbi Yehuda. That doesn't exactly work. Iyachi kasha adam. Because the Mishnah says, when is man judged on Rosh Hashanah? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the verdict of man is on Yom Kippur. So if you're telling me our Mishnah is talking about the verdict, the final decision, well then how come the Mishnah says that man is judged on Rosh Hashanah? That's not when his final decision is. If you want to interpret the Mishnah that's talking about a final decision, then it still doesn't work because it says Rosh Hashanah and it should say Yom Kippur. Right?
Why is it such a big question? Why can't it just be Rebbe that says it?
Could be. But we usually Rebbe didn't invent his own opinions. Usually he took from the earlier generations. Amar Rava, Hai Tana Dber B'Yishmaeli. Rava says, this is the opinion of the Braisa that was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana Dber B'Yishmaeli. We have the following Braisa from the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael. Barbapa Kim Olam Nidon. The world is judged on four different joints. Pesach al Atvua. Pesach, God judges our grain. Batzeret apirot ha'ilan, and Shavuos over the fruits, the crops of the trees. V'chag nidonin al ha'mayim, Sukkos were judged over the waters. V'adam nidon b'rosh Hashanah, v'gzal din shelo nechtam b'yom ha'kippurim. Man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and his verdict is sealed on Yom Kippur. V'chiktani matnin na'at chalatin. And the Mishnah really is talking about the beginning of judgment, which occurs on all these holidays. And Rosh Hashanah is when we start off being judged, and it's sealed on Yom Kippur, so this works perfectly. That's the opinion of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Chisda, my time and Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chisda says, what's the source for Rabbi Yossi's opinion? So the Gemara says, what do you want from Rabbi Yossi? He says in the Braisa what the source is. He says, the verse says, God checks up on a human being every morning. So you see, a person is judged every morning. What's Rav Chisda talking about? The Gemara says, yeah, what I meant to say is different. My time, and he and Rabbi Natan are talking about the same verse. It says, you check him in the mornings, and you check him every moment. So why doesn't he say like Rabbi Natan? The verse does indicate like Rabbi Natan that every moment a person is being checked. So he answers you, Bechina, when it says, Lirga'in tivchenenu, you test him, you check up on him every moment, Iyune bi'almo. That's just taking a glance, so to speak. God doesn't actually gauge everything a person does every moment. He just keeps an eye on a person. He takes a glance at a person at every moment. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Kidan nami yune bi'almo. But what's the beginning of the verse? What's Rabbi Natan's source? Rabbi Yossi says, it says, v'tifkidenu libkarim. Well, v'tifkidenu libkarim, every morning you check up on him, that's also just checking, taking a look. That doesn't mean God gauges everything a person's done his whole year, his whole life, every morning. So, that's not, that this hasn't worked. We have to explain differently.
But see, that is not to say that Hashem doesn't have Ashkecha. We don't have Ashkecha Pratit all the time.
We do have Ashkecha Pratit, but Ashkecha Pratit doesn't involve regauging everything you've done in your life, whether you deserve it or not. Meaning there's an aspect that you're judged every Rosh Hashanah, and then there's an aspect of Ashkecha Pratit.
So in a situation, God will not study if you will get carried on that moment?
Possibly, right? Wait, let's hear the Gemara out, because the Gemara is going to give us a lot of insights into all of this. El Amar Rav Chisda, Taimid Rav Yossi Mihacha. So Rav Chisda says, the source for Rav Yossi is the following. It says in the Pasuk, La'asot Mishpat Abdo Mishpat Amo Yisrael Devar Yom Biyomo. God will do the justice that his servant Solomon, Shlomo is talking at the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash. So Shlomo says, as you do the justice that your servant, meaning he himself, Shlomo deserves, and the justice that your nation, the people of Israel, deserve, Deval Yom Biyomo, every day according to what they deserve. So what does that mean, that God gives a person every day what he deserves? That means that every day is a new judgment. This can be very exciting. It means I can leave today behind when I go to sleep at night, and tomorrow is a fresh start. In many ways, it's an exciting thought. Ba'amar Rav Chisda, Melech v'tzibur, Melech nichnas tchila ledin. Rav Chisda taught us another thing from this pasuk, that when it comes to judgment, if you have a king and his people, so the king gets judged first. Shenema, you see the pasuk describes, La'asot mishpat avdo, first God does the judgment of his servant, King Solomon the king, and only afterwards, U'mishpat amo Yisrael, and the judgment of the people Israel. My taima, what's the logic behind it? Iba'it eima, if you want, I could tell you, Iba'it eima, that's a word you guys should know, and I recommend you get a notebook and start writing words you have to know. Iba'it eima, if you want, I could tell you, Lav orach ara, it is not derech eretz. Orach ara means derech eretz. Lemeit of malka abarai, to have the king sit outside. Bara is outside, like braisa. Braisa is the Tanai quotes that are external to the Mishnah. Bara means outside. So it's not respectful if God's going to judge the people first, so the king's going to be standing outside in the waiting room, that's not respectful. So we find in the Torah that God affords respect even to kings, simple kings down below, even to Pharaoh. God says that there's a certain respect he gives to kings down below. So God doesn't keep the king in the waiting room. He might yell at him when he comes to be judged. He might punish him. But to have him stand outside while all the people's souls are being judged, God doesn't do that. That's one understanding. That's one possible answer why the king gets judged first. If you want, I'll tell you another answer. Before the judge gets really angry, chances are, if God's judging us, that he's not going to walk away too happy. That's just the way people are. If everyone gets judged first, so to speak, God's already upset. That's not the way a king should enter judgment. Hashem says, let me first see him, and then I'll see them. And the next Gemara is a fantastic Gemara we're going to pick up here tomorrow, where Rav Yosef says, why do we bother davening today? If everything's decided on Rosh Hashanah, so if someone gets sick, there's no point in davening today. Wait for next year Rosh Hashanah. So that's tomorrow's Gemara, Bezachim.